Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here a job, there a job, everywhere a job job. That's the song employers are singing as they added 263,000 jobs in November, that according to the U.S. government. That's more than experts predicted, as the Federal Reserve has been trying to hit the brakes to slow the economy and bring down inflation. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike. Good to have you.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So why does the job market appear to be so strong, even as the Fed continues to raise interest rates in its effort to cool inflation?
I think it's just a matter of the economy still keeps chugging along, and many of the sectors of the economy that were hit the hardest during the pandemic haven't fully recovered. For example, leisure and hospitality, restaurants and bars and hotels and that sort of thing. There was a lot of job growth in that sector in November, about 88,000 jobs. But that sector is still almost a million jobs below where it was before the pandemic. So it feels like the world is basically back to where it was before the pandemic, but some of these sectors are still not quite there. So they slowly but surely they're getting back to that level.
I see. So earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the Fed might slow the pace of these rate increases that we've seen in recent months. Let's listen.
Thus, it makes sense to moderate the pace of our rate increases as we approach the level of restraint that will be sufficient to bring inflation down. The time for moderating the pace of rate increases may come as soon as the December meeting.
So, Mike, the Fed meets in mid-December. What effect do you think November's stronger-than-expected jobs report will have on the Fed's thinking?
I don't think it'll have a major impact on this meeting in December. The market is still pricing in about a half of 1% increase in the Fed's benchmark rate. And that really hasn't changed much because of this data. I will say, though, that the one thing that does cause alarm when it comes to interest rates from this report is that the wage growth, the average hourly earnings in this report were a lot stronger than economists had expected. Month over month, they were up 0.6%. That's twice the pace that economists in our survey had expected. And year over year, they're up about 5.1%. And that's certainly good news to the employees who are getting a raise. But to the Fed, the worry is that something called a wage price spiral. In other words, workers are demanding higher wages because inflation has risen. So companies give them the higher wages, but then they turn around and then raise prices again. So it's kind of this feedback loop that the concern is that it'll make inflation much more pernicious than it would be otherwise, and that it'll stay elevated, if not as high as we saw earlier this year, that it will stay elevated for a while. So there is a concern that if we see more of that, that the Fed will have to keep on its campaign to raise interest rates a little bit longer and to a little bit higher levels than we had previously believed.
Right. And what about concerns of a recession coming within the next year? Do those signs remain in place there?
So far, no, but there are signs in other reports that indicate a lot of business activity is slowing down a bit. So certainly something to watch in coming months.
All right. That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Anthony.